Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next few days will be very similar to those of the past several days, with the exception that we'll start warming up as we move forward into the latter part of the weekend and into next week. The warming trend may actually help the planting process because we will see faster drying rates between storm systems, and that is badly needed. One of the main reasons why we are suffering from moisture abundance is because it hasn't been drying very well between storm systems. Today's temperatures in the upper Midwest will only be in the upper 50s and 60s, and that's a perfect example as to why drying rates are not very impressive. If we can get those temperatures in the 70s and 80s, it'll make a tremendous difference, and on the drier days, we'll firm up the soil a lot faster. But that's not going to be the case, at least not going into the weekend. On the other side of the weekend and through most of next week, we will see warmer weather. 70 and 80 degree highs will be more common across the Midwest, and much better chances for drying to occur between the rain events, and we'll probably see a little bit better field progress potential next week as well, even though it's still going to rain periodically. The rain periodicity here seems to be about every 2 to 3 days, and that's probably going to continue over this first week to 10 days of the outlook. This morning, the 6E GFS model run, which is a model run that is usually delivered just shortly before dawn, has suggested that the last 5 days of the two-week outlook, this would be probably from about the 15th through the 20th or 21st, would be a warmer, drier period in the plains and western Corn Belt, even up into Canada, as a ridge of high pressure builds in a little bit more strongly than what had been suggested previously. Be very careful if you're looking at the data out there. There's a fairly good chance that this particular feature is a little exaggerated, and it won't be quite so warm and dry. I still believe that we'll see additional rain and thunderstorms moving through the Midwest all the way out through the end of the second week of the forecast, taking us out to June 21st. But like I said, it will be warmer, and we should see a better opportunity for firming soil between rain events, and fieldwork will advance. Well, the temperatures out there today have already hinted at, certainly in the northwestern areas, will be in the upper 50s and 60s. We'll look for highs in the rest of the Midwest, running from 70s in the southwest, to readings that will probably be in the lower 80s in the southeast. We'll likely see some of that warmer air still continuing a bit tomorrow in the southeast, which is basically the Ohio River Valley. We'll look for temperatures over 80 degrees, but most other areas will still be in the 70s with 60s in the far north. We'll expect the cooler air to abate after that, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be warmer across the upper parts of the Midwest. By the time we get to the early part of next week, high temperatures across the region will vary from the 70s in the north to the lower and a few middle 80s in the south. Believe it or not, that's what normal is this time of the year. It seems like it's going to be really quite warm, but in reality, it's what it should be for early June. We'll look for low temperatures at night to slip back into the upper 40s and 50s in the northwestern half of the Midwest as we go forward through the next couple of mornings. We'll look for the highs elsewhere, mostly in the 50s. The temperatures will become a little bit warmer next week in response to the developing high-pressure system out to the west. We'll likely see a lot of lows in the 50s and lower 60s initially, maybe a little bit warmer towards the second weekend of the two-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.